Unit 8, page 183. Listening. A radio interview. Overnight school trips. For or against? Welcome to For and Against. I'm Norman Goodwin, your host. Today we are going to discuss overnight school trips. Junior high school students usually go on an annual overnight trip. In some schools, ninth graders even go on a three-day trip. This sounds like fun to many students, but the teachers obviously don't like it. Listen to what a teacher and a student each think of this issue. Good evening, Mr. Green. I understand that you are against overnight trips.
That's right. I'm a history teacher at a junior high school. One of my roles as a teacher is to accompany my class on the annual trip. I've nothing against these trips. They're important and educational. It's a good opportunity for the students to spend time with their friends and for me to get to know them in a less formal setting. But I'm definitely against the overnight trips. The nights are torture for the teachers because many of the kids won't go to sleep. Some of them are honest enough to admit that they participate in these trips only for the nighttime fun. Kids spend the night partying with their friends all night long. I wouldn't mind any of that, except for two problems. First of all, these kids are supposed to climb mountains the next day, and they need to be alert. Unless, of course, we just let them sleep. But then why even call it an educational trip? We might as well just call it a party. The second problem is that the teachers also have to stay awake the whole night to keep an eye on the students and make sure they don't harm themselves or their surroundings. Imagine how exhausted we teachers are after a sleepless night like that. I guess you get my point now.
Thank you, Mr. Green. Now Roy will present his arguments. Hi, Roy. Obviously, you are in favour of overnight trips. Please explain why.
Hi, I'm Roy, a ninth grader. I've been waiting all year long for the annual school trip. To spend 2 days with my best friends, with no tests or quizzes, no homework, and no parents to tell us what to do and what not to do. I also enjoy the trip itself. I enjoy the challenge of climbing mountains. I really do. But I must admit that the nights are the highlight of the trip for me. Who wants to go to sleep when we can party all night? There's music and food, and everybody has lots of fun. Of course, some of us are tired the next day, and we don't really feel like climbing mountains. Teachers have to understand, having a party at night is the best part of the trip. We really look forward to it. I think teachers should trust us and not waste their energy trying to make us go to sleep. Why don't they just go to sleep and let us party?
Thank you, Roy. Now it's time for our listeners to phone in and tell us who they side with, Mr. Green or Roy. But beforehand, let's have some music.